State Health Director Will Humble has twice rejected requests to add PTSD to the list of conditions for which someone could legally use the drug under the 2010 voter-approved law. But last month, a hearing officer said there is the required evidence marijuana can help sufferers deal with the symptoms. So on Wednesday, Humble gave the go-ahead. But he said doctors could recommend it only for symptoms, saying there was no proof marijuana cures PTSD. And he said doctors first have to try more traditional treatments. Attorney Ken Sobel, who pushed for the changes, said such restrictions are impermissible.
There is nothing in the rule that once a condition is listed that allows the department to add further conditions to it.
Sobel noted, for example, that the law as approved by voters allows marijuana to be used by cancer patients to help them deal with chemotherapy.
We don't have evidence yet that cannabis will cure the cancer, but we know it will make them feel a lot better from the chemotherapy.
And he said they're not required to prove they first tried other conventional medicines. There was no immediate response to Sobel's claim from the health department. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.